Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast for today. How many of you have dreamed of writing a book or becoming a published author? As you know, I'm part of a group called the Christian Writers Collective. And this group, the Collective, is looking for 100 writers to submit articles which will be published, on average, about once per month. Each writer will share equally in the profits of each book that they are published in. Now, I'll have a link in the show notes for you to obtain more information on how you can apply to become part of the Christian Writers Collective. But for now, I want to introduce you to one of the writers that is in the collective with me, Shonda Fisher. Shonda is already a published author of 2 books. She's a wife, a mother of 2, hails from Missouri. So you know she's spot on when she says, "Show me what it means." You know, she's from the Show Me State. And she and her husband, Craig, have been married for 21 years and served together in ministry for over 17 years, praise God. Help me welcome to the program, Shonda Fisher. Shonda, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, thank you for having me here. I'm very excited about it.
Amen. Now, the first question I always ask is this. Other than that brief bit of information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Shonda Fisher?
Yeah, Shonda Fisher, foremost, is a child of God. And then secondly, I am a wife. And then thirdly, I'm a mother. I'm a published author, and I enjoy sharing the Word of God to anyone that I can get to listen. And even some that don't want to listen, I will still share that gospel with them.
Amen. Amen. Now, you're the author of 2 books, Strawberry Summer and Sunflower Fall. These are part of what you call the Once Over series. These are religious fiction books. But what is the Once Over series? What does that mean?
Well, actually, to understand what the Once Over series is, you have to read the first book. Mm-hmm. That name is a fictitious name for a place in Colorado, and it's based on a little bit of a story that starts out in Strawberry Summer.
Okay. All right. So those 2 books are part of the series, and are they standalone books, or does the story build on itself, you know, upon itself as each book is published, kind of like, you know, the Jack Ryan novel series?
Right. They can actually stand on their own. So if you were to read book 2, I do pull in some of the characters, but I do not pull in their story. So they can both be read as standalone.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So what's the background story of Strawberry Summer? As that is book number 1 in the series.
It is. I based that off of my time with my great-grandmother, who has since passed on. She taught me a lot about life just through her cooking and the love of picking strawberries in her garden. She's the one that actually got me to love strawberries, the taste of strawberries. And we just spent a lot of time together, and she touched so many people's lives just through her cooking. It was time that friends and families would gather together and share stories with each other and just talk about God. And those are times that I will never forget. So when I wrote Strawberry Summer, I wrote it with her in mind. I wanted to share that type of love with others.
Amen. Amen. How long did it take you to write that book?
It took me about a month and a half.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
I had talked to some people, and they're like, about 9 or 10 months. You know?
Yeah, well, that story was kind of on the back burner in my mind, and I never figured it would go to a book, but the more I thought about her and the more we grew closer to summer here, I started thinking about the strawberries and all those things, and I thought, you know, I want to do something and dedicate it to her for her love and support that she gave me all those years as a child growing up. So that's kind of where it started. I kind of knew in my mind how that story would go.
Amen. Amen. And book number 2 is Sunflower Fall. Give us the background on that book.
Okay. Sunflower Fall. Basically, when I write my books, I pray over them before I write them, and I ask God to give me a scripture and then what he wants me to teach about in that book through a story to the public or to anyone that wants to read that. And Sunflower Fall is basically a story where a young girl loves sunflowers, and her family doesn't really believe that there's any good that's going to come out of the sunflower. And a gentleman that is half Indian and half white comes down out of the mountain, and he helps her with all his knowledge that he has from his people, how to grow sunflowers and use herbs and just plants that God has provided us for medical reasons. And they go through a tumultuous time because as she is falling in love with him and he's falling in love with her back in those days, and it's still present today, there is prejudice against skin color. So in this book, they go through this journey together, embarking on a journey that is good and bad because of men's prejudice. And it's just a story that sits in my heart because of the times that we're going through right now, again, with, you know, the prejudice of skin color. And I want to get it out there that we are all children of God, regardless of the color of our skin. And the love for each other should be what God sees, which is the heart, not the color of the skin or the outside appearance of a person.
Amen. Amen. And book number three is?
Book number three is called Snowball Winter.
Ah.
And I am currently working on that one.
Amen. When do you anticipate book three being published?
We're hoping that that one will be out close to the first part of July.
Amen. Amen. Well, you got an aggressive publication schedule.
I do. I do.
Amen. Amen. Are you keeping it to four, you know, the four quarters? Sounds like spring, summer, fall, winter type thing. Or are you going to then expand it into different months?
I plan on keeping it for those four seasons. However, with that being said, I have a newsletter. And I am thinking along the lines with my editor and my manager that if you join my newsletter, I may have a special edition called Hard Candy Christmas that I'm working on. And it's going to take all the characters from all the books, and they're going to come together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ as a community.
Amen.
So that would be free to anyone who joined my newsletter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, breaking news right here on the podcast.
That's right. You're the first to hear that.
And it'll be blasted out over the radio as well. Hallelujah. Amen.
There you go.
Amen. So your books, Strawberry Summer and Sunflower Fall, how can somebody order them? Are they on Amazon?
They are. They're available on Amazon under the titles or under my name. You can look them up under Shonda Fisher.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to spread that out, maybe to Barnes & Noble and such. But for right now, they are available as an ebook and paperback book and also on Kindle Unlimited on Amazon.
Okay. Amen. Amen. So let's shift over, and I'll be putting links to all that down in the show notes. But let's shift over to the Christian Writers Collective for a few minutes. How did you initially hear about the collective and the marketing idea that Stephanie Reynolds came up with?
I am friends with another writer, Nyla K. Wilkerson, and we actually have met through reading and reviewing books for authors, and we became friends through that, and we started doing Bible devotionals off our Bible app, along with Ruth Ann Gum, which is another writer for the CWC, and over the years, we just grew as sisters in Christ, and when this started going about looking for writers, Nyla contacted me and asked if I would be interested. And of course I jumped on that chance.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, word quickly spread. You know, I interviewed, everyone knows I interviewed Stephanie on the podcast, just like I'm interviewing you. And I was so intrigued. I was like, oh, as soon as we got off the call, I started working on my testimony to get it in. I had to be part of this.
Bye.
Amen. Amen. So what motivated you the most to become part of the collective and submit your articles for inclusion in the book series?
I was just excited about being able to get in and share my testimony and the things that I have been through in life that made me stronger and brought me closer to God, made my maturity in Christ grow stronger. And I just wanted to get that out into the hands of other people that are still dealing with things in their life because they don't have Christ and how lonely it is without him. And I was just so excited about sharing that part of my life with others and introducing them to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, tell us about your first submission. You know, everyone had to submit their testimony. And for those listening, the first book, it's getting ready to be published right now. It's called Jesus Can Give You a New Life. So this book is about the testimonies of the submitting authors. Shana, share with us your first submission of how Jesus gave you a new life.
Okay. Growing up, I was brought up in a mentally abusive family. My mom did her best to keep us girls in church, but my father had no interest in it and did not live his life according to that. And he had came from a family that was very abusive physically and mentally. So he carried that over into our family. And there's a lot of pain and hurt that you carry throughout your childhood and you carry it into your adulthood. I grew rebellious because I felt worthless. I did not feel like I had anything to give this world. And that a lot of that was not only myself physically, but mentally. I felt that I was not good enough to go to college. I was not smart enough to be anything. So I just kind of drifted through life doing whatever I chose to do. And a lot of that, of course, was not of God. So throughout the years, being on the wrong course brought about bad decisions, bad choices. It brought about a bad marriage that was involved with an alcoholic. It brought about a second relationship after I left him that was both physically and mentally abusive. Mm-hmm. And I thank God every day that God placed on me an urgency to get out of that relationship and to start seeking him out. And at this time, I had a child who was 3, and I knew she was very impressionable. So I started taking her to church, and little by little, God just started doing things in my life that were drawing me more towards him. And I knew the only way that I was going to get out of all the bad choices I made in my life and get on the straight path was to give my life to Christ and to put everything in his hands and let him guide me. And so that's what brought me to my knees. It was my breaking point. I couldn't take it anymore. I had nobody in my family. My father, who was abusive, he had passed away, and my mom was trying to find herself after a marriage of, 45 years.
Yeah.
And I knew I have nobody. I'm all alone in this world, and I'm trying to do everything I can to make my life better on my own, and it was not good enough. Because I clearly was making the wrong choices. But when I fell on my knees and I invited God into my heart and I started living my life for him, boy, you watch out, because he will just take you on leaps and bounds on a journey that is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Everyone knows my testimony, where I was literally, the decision had already been made to commit suicide. And it was just, I just wanted to say goodbye to my kids one more time on the phone. So I was waiting for them to get up the next morning, and Jesus invaded my life. Nothing has been the same. It began that exact moment. I know exactly what you're talking about. And,
Amen.
And then, I continued to try and do things on my own, and a door would shut, and it's like, why is this shot? This is what I want to do. And now I look back and I thank God that door was shut,
And, absolutely.
I relate to everything you just shared. Amen. Amen. Because that is, when you actually allow Jesus to be God of your life, it's amazing how things start to work out.
It's incredible to, you look back over the years, and even when you weren't living your life for Christ, you can still see his hand on you.
Yeah.
That, our stubborn pride gets in the way, and we think that we've got all the answers and that we don't need him and we don't need anybody because we can handle it on our own. But it's not until we're so broken that there's nowhere to turn that Jesus puts his hand out and he says, one more time, trust me, come follow me. And when you do, our God is such an amazing God, and he just changes everything around. And we still go through hurts, and we still go through trials.
Oh, yeah.
That's not to say our life is perfect because we become a follower of Christ. It's not. It's just that it's easier.
Yeah, amen.
Because we have him.
That's right. Amen. And you know, with me, like I said, my habit was to read. I read three sections of the Bible each day.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't born again, but my wife was born again 4 years before me, so she was praying for me. And when I was trying to sell insurance over in Georgia, we lived in Louisiana, and she made me take my grandfather's Bible with me. So you keep reading this, you know. I say, yeah, whatever, you know. And that when that decision, you know, because I was crying my eyes out until I made the decision. That's it. I'll give them the insurance money. They'll live happily ever after, and that's the greatest gift I can give them, type thing, right? And I laid down, and the street light was shining right on the Bible, and you know, I just spent like an hour crying my eyes out. I was like, oh well, if I'm going to meet God in the morning, at least I can tell him I read his Bible. You know, so I've seen what I was supposed to read that night, and it was Psalms 34, and I started reading it. I got down to verse 7, and it said, "The Lord has heard this poor man's cry and shall deliver him from all his troubles." And that's when the Holy Spirit just invaded my life. I mean, you know, I felt like hot oil being poured all over me. I started laughing and crying and everything simultaneously. And after about 15 minutes of praising God with that, I said, oh, I got to tell my wife. She's been praying for me for this to happen for 4 years. You know, so,
wonderful.
It's you know, like you said, and it hasn't been a bed of roses, you know, after that. However, my outlook on everything is, okay, well, that door is closed. What do you got? What's next, God? What do you got?
You know, so. Right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
You know you can trust him, and that's a good feeling, because you know that even though things are not going the way you want them to or the way you think they should, you know it's because God's got a better plan.
Yep.
And if you stick to your plan, it's not going to be as great. But when you follow God's plan, it's bigger and better and more than you could ever imagine.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to put the links to the CWC down below. Because, you know, for folks to click and get more information on it. And we're about out of time. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, Shonda, to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
I will give you my email address. It's the number 1, and it's 2TO, honorgod@gmail.com.
Amen.
So it should just read 1tohonorgod@gmail.com.
Amen. Yes. That's a good email address. I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. God placed that one on my heart.
Yeah. Amen. Now, oh, I want to ask you this question. I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you think folks listening to us right now would, that they could inspire others by sharing their testimony?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
And that's why I want to encourage everyone to get in touch with the CWC, the Christian Writers Collective, and share your testimony. And, you know, right now, you know, that, you know, we're going to have this contest through the May 31st of 2021. Let me say that because I don't know when people will be listening to this, you know, on recordings. But you can join the CWC, the Christian Writers Collective, for free up through May 31st, 2021. And, you know, when you share your testimony, you do it right there on the contact page, 500, 750 words. Be sure you mention Shonda's name, that you heard her on the podcast, and, you know, she's the one who, her testimony has inspired you to contact the CWC, because that will help you stand out from the crowd, I guess you could say, from those that are applying. Now, Shonda, I'm going to put your links down below as well. And to order a copy of your books, they can go to your website, click the link, and they go to Amazon, order the books. How do they get a hold of a copy of the books?
Yes, they can go to Amazon. They can also go to my website, which is onetohonorgod.wixsite.com/once-over. And that'll get them signed up for my newsletter or to reach out. They can buy a book off of that website as well.
Okay, give us that website address one more time.
It's onetohonorgod.
Just like the email address, onetohonorgod.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it's dot Wixsite, and that's W I X S ITE .com, and then it's /once-over.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I know you're impressed with what Shauna shared with us today. I know I learned some things as well. Praise the Lord. And I want to encourage you to use the links below and order yourself a copy of each one of Shauna's books in this series. They are a short read, but they're just chock full of examples of life. Life that we each experience in our own unique way. Life is we're supposed to live through Christ as well. Amen. Go down in the show notes, order your copies right now. Matter of fact, while you're thinking about it, I'd recommend you order 2 or 3 copies and give them away as gifts. I know you know someone who would love to get their hands on books like this. So be a blessing. It's Christian historical fiction, basically, is the category. Is that right, Shauna?
That's correct. There's a romance involved, but it's all according to God. Everything is based off of God's will.
Amen. Amen. So if you want more information on Shauna's books, click the links down below. And if you want more information on the Christian Writers Collective, like I said, I've included a link to this group in the show notes as well. And if you're inspired to become a published Christian author, folks, you need to be part of the Christian Writers Collective. Just click the link, take a look around, and as I said, be sure to mention Shauna's name when you reach out to apply to become part of the collective. And I want to make you aware there's only a couple more days at the time of the publication of this podcast for you to submit your testimony to the collective and be part of this writer's contest going on through May 31st. If your testimony, which needs to be between 500 and 750 words, is received before then, you could win a $1,000 prize, which is 1 year free membership to the collective. And you can then participate in future books as they're published, but you need to click the link below for the information. And like I said, mention Shauna's name when you apply. Amen. Shauna, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Shauna Fisher and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.